Editor's note. This week, we'll take a look back at some of our most read stories for 2023. Sarah Baumer is a little nervous about the plane. But she knows once the jet is soaring to her destination, she'll be just fine as she thinks about the competition that awaits and all the new friends she will meet. The Huronia Special Olympics athlete will represent the province at the Special Olympics Canada Winter Games in Calgary this coming February, even celebrating a birthday during the Alberta-based event. I am looking forward to meeting a lot of new friends, the 36-year-old Midland woman says during an interview at the Midland YMCA. On this late fall day, the weather isn't cooperating for Baumer to practice snowshoeing in Little Lake Park, so she and her coaches do other types of land training while they wait for the snow to stick around. Baumer has competed in a number of sports over the years after becoming involved with Special Olympics about 20 years ago. And while she enjoyed the other offerings, it's snowshoeing that really caught her fancy. She competed at the Ontario Games in Sault Ste. Marie a few years ago and secured her place at the upcoming Nationals by doing well at a qualifying competition in Huntsville earlier this year. I really like snowshoeing and competing, Baumer says, who also loves dogs and has a small dog walking business. I also have made a lot of good friends. That's a central theme during our interview. While Baumer recounts a number of top placings she's enjoyed over the years at various events, the conversation normally shifts back to the bonds of camaraderie that easily surpass the competitive angle. Special Olympics has really helped Sarah come out of her shell, her mom Terry Baumer explains. She gets so much out of it. And the people we've met along the way have just been so wonderful. One of those people is Lenny Johnston, who has a background in special education, but didn't have a personal connection to Special Olympics before she signed up years ago to be a coach. Once you start, you're hooked, says Johnston, who was once a competitive swimmer and hopes to start a swimming program in Midland for would-be athletes. She currently serves as Huronia Special Olympics Community Coordinator. You just get so much personally out of it and you know you're doing something that's helping others. It's very satisfying. Joining Baumer at the Calgary Games are fellow Huronia Special Olympics athletes Jeff Bowen and Belle Grise, who will both be bringing their talents to the five-pin bowling lanes. The trio is part of a more than 200-team Ontario athletic contingent, who are gearing up to compete in 8 different sports at the Games, reflecting the diverse and inclusive nature of the Special Olympics movement. Grise, 20, is relatively new to Special Olympics, but actively participates in five-pin bowling, curling, athletics, floor hockey and softball. Her first major competition was a five-pin bowling tournament in Barrie this past April where she qualified to compete at the National Games. Bowen, meanwhile, has been participating in Special Olympics for over 30 years. His primary sport is five-pin bowling, but he has also taken part in softball and now enjoys t-ball. He has previously competed in five-pin bowling at the provincial level, but this marks the first time he has qualified to compete at the national level. The 61-year-old is a well-known member of the sports community in Huronia, and when he's not engaged with Special Olympics, he provides unlimited support and assistance to the Midland Flyers Junior Hockey Club. Johnston says there were also a number of challenges facing athletes during the COVID-19 pandemic and the following years, which greatly affected their training. The upcoming Special Olympics Canada National Winter Games will be a significant showcase for the talents and hard work of participating athletes, she says. Huronia Special Olympics is the local chapter of a worldwide, not-for-profit organization dedicated to providing sports training and competition for people with an intellectual disability. Having fun, developing important skills and building self-esteem through sport training and competition is the life of a Special Olympics athlete. In Huronia, volunteers and qualified coaches provide year-round athletic programs for over 100 athletes, in a variety of sports, including curling, softball, bocce, five-pin bowling, snowshoeing, athletics, track and field, floor hockey, t-ball and pickleball. With opportunities to excel come the benefits of improved health and self-respect, Johnston explains. For many athletes, participating in Special Olympics is a path to healthy living, empowerment, acceptance and friendship. Our organization is dedicated to increasing physical fitness, confidence and other critical sport and life skills of our athletes in a positive and supportive environment. According to Johnston, the fundamental difference, which sets Special Olympics competitions apart, is that athletes of all ability levels are encouraged to participate and every athlete is recognized for his or her performance. Competitions are structured so that athletes compete with other athletes of similar ability in equitable divisions. The commitment of these athletes, coupled with the dedication of organizers, as commendable as they navigate the complexities introduced by the pandemic, Johnston says. This event not only provides a platform for athletes with intellectual disabilities to excel in their chosen sports but also fosters a spirit of camaraderie, teamwork and sportsmanship. Despite the challenges, the determination to host and participate in these games is a testament to the resilience and strength of the Special Olympics community. While the local trio are excited to go and are busy these days practicing and getting ready for their turns on the national stage, they will undoubtedly live by the Special Olympics athletes' oath once the Winter Games begin. Let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.